Has anyone else ever noticed how interviewing is kind of like dating? Well, we're going to talk about that today. Well, something a little bit different. You are listening to the Career Talk Learn, Grow, Thrive podcast, where we talk about all things career related, and I tell you how it is. Today is episode number 31, where we are going to be talking about how interviewing and dating are very similar. I am your host, Stephanie Dennis, and my background is in human resources, which is what I have my master's degree in. My passion really is helping others and sharing my knowledge and what I've learned, so I made this podcast. This is a good time to mention this podcast does contain adult language. So let's face it, dating is very similar to interviewing. And as someone who has experienced and at the time of this recording is still experiencing online dating, I honestly wish people were better interviewers, aka daters. Oh, I don't know if there's anyone out there who is doing online dating or has done it in the past. I know it works for so many people. I just honest to God struggle with the lack of effort on the other person's part. Let's not go down that rabbit hole. That could be a whole separate episode, but it would just be me ranting more than likely. So when we think about it, interviewing is very similar to dating. And I think if we look at it from this perspective, we might be able to get a few different ideas and tips that we may not have thought about before. And maybe it's because I'm a recruiter and I'm dating. Maybe I'm weird. Usually the answer is D, all the above. Who knows? So let's think about your pre-meeting communication. In an interview, maybe someone has reached out and they want to set up a phone interview or maybe an in-person interview. It could be text, it could be a call, it could be voicemail, maybe it's email, it could be over a LinkedIn message. There are a lot of different ways that recruiters and hiring managers can reach out to potential candidates. And if you look at it from the dating perspective, it's typically online communication, but could be text, voicemails, and calls as well. And from a recruiting perspective, I look at how people handle those communications. Just because I haven't talked to you yet doesn't mean the interview hasn't started. It doesn't mean I haven't started evaluating you. There are a lot of people who send terrible emails. Maybe it is their spelling, maybe it's grammar. I have seen a lot of really, unfortunately, rude behavior come through in pre-meeting communications, whether that's email or phone calls or voicemails or whatever the case may be. And sometimes it can actually hurt someone before the interview. Now, on the flip side, there has been times where candidates are so professional, they are so upbeat and positive, where I am actually more excited for the interview after some of these different means of communication have occurred. So just be mindful of that. And of course, you know, on the dating side, as a over-analytical crazy person, I am definitely evaluating how someone is sending messages to me and what they're saying and if they understand they're there and there and the difference between the three. I'm just saying, you guys, that bugs me. I'm just being real here, just being all the way honest. Okay, so the next stage, right, our first meeting. In an interview, you need to show up prepared and on time. I mean, you also need to be dressed well. So typically, interview attire, unless noted otherwise, is business professional. There are some really casual environments where they might tell you, like, hey, just wear jeans and a t-shirt, like, that's cool. But unless you're told that, business professional. Now, dating, you don't need to show up in a suit and tie, right? Like, I get that. But you should definitely be in time. Just saying. In another section I want to bring up here is our first impressions. And in person, this is going to be a smile. It's going to be eye contact. It's going to be a firm handshake. Whether you're a man or a woman, come on, this drives me bananas. People who try to shake my hand and they think I'm like a porcelain doll and I'm going to break. I'm like, no, 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 no. And so then I, of course, do the typical type A BS and overemphasize my firm handshake, but that's neither here nor there. And first impressions, by the way, can also start, again, in those pre-meeting communications and the phone calls and the voicemails and the emails and the texts. Again, keep that in mind. All right, next section is good conversation. In an interview, you want to make sure that you're listening to what the person is saying who's talking to you. There have been so many times recently, in fact, where I am telling people about the position, I'm telling people about the team, I may give them a little spiel about the company, and we talk about a few other things, and then I ask them if they have any questions. And they ask me questions about the stuff I've already told them. I want to bang my head against my keyboard. It drives me freaking bananas. I try my very best to keep a very upbeat tone and just say, oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, answer whatever questions they may have. But like in my head, I am truly annoyed because they weren't listening. So it's like, why are we having a conversation if you're just going to talk at me? But when it's my turn to talk, you're not even going to listen and pay attention. You know, and paying attention and asking questions that haven't already been talked about, that shows your interest. Again, think about it when you're on a date. If the other person is just like squawking at you and blah, 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 you're like, good Lord, like, shut up. Give me time to react to what you're saying and ask some questions. You know what I mean? Like, you don't just want to be talked at. So it really needs to be a two-way conversation and just make sure that you're, you know, actively listening. And now I understand in an interview, people can get nervous and sometimes their nerves can get the best of them. So try your hardest to just, you know, take a few deep breaths and just calm yourself down. Just because you have your question written down and you're prepared to ask your questions, you don't want to be asking them if they were already answered. So towards the end of your interview, you want to be asking about the next steps. And maybe it's, when can I expect to hear feedback? Or what are the next steps? I'm really interested. Or I love this position. Where do we go from here? You know, however you want to phrase that. You know, I've talked with salespeople in the past, you know, like, when can I start? You know, because they're just that very, you know, aggressive type A, you know, type of salesperson. And even at the phone interview stage, it's like, I kind of laugh it off because, of course, like, I'm not going to just give you an offer over a phone interview, but it tells me that they're interested and they want to move forward. And if we bring that back to a date, maybe you want to go out again, maybe you don't. Either way, like, you know, kind of where do we go from here? And following that, you know, you definitely want to make sure you have the appropriate follow-up. So this one cracks me up on both sides, because I definitely think you should follow up from an interview with whoever you've spoken with and thank them for their time and reiterate your interest if you are indeed interested, and, you know, ask again about the next steps or mention the next steps. Like, hey, you mentioned the next step would be talking to, you know, so-and-so. I'm really looking forward to hearing from them, or whatever the case may be. Now, I also need people to be careful as to not send too many messages or emails or phone calls or whatever the case may be after that interview. I'm not kidding you, you guys. I had a person follow up with me 17 times in a 48-hour period. I thought I was gonna lose my freaking shit. I'm like, dude, calm down. And now, again, if we look at the dating side of that, right? Do you want to date the girl who's like psycho texting you a million times after a date, or guy, either way? Like, that's not cool. Like, no one responds to crazy well, at least unless you're in that same boat. I don't know. Maybe that's your thing, but it's definitely not my thing. I can fully admit that. Not my jam. So just be sure that you're following up, but the level of follow-up is appropriate. And there's no like psycho stalking. No one wants to feel like they're being stalked. It's creepy. That's it, guys. I hope this was helpful. And I hope I kept it light with my dating analogies. And if there's any dating experts out there, I would actually love to hear your opinion on this, because I feel like there's a lot of similarities, but it's also very possible I just suck at dating. So I don't know. Either way, I would love to hear from you if you're a dating expert. And even if you're not, I would still love to hear your feedback in general. I love when you guys reach out to me. Have an awesome day, guys. Go crush it. All right, guys, I hope you found that information helpful and valuable. I know it's a little bit different than what I typically do, but wanted to spice it up a little bit. As always, I really appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to this podcast. You can find more information in this episode's show notes at findingthebestfit.com. And if you're looking for additional episodes regarding interviewing, check out number 12, which is interview tips, number 22, which is popular interview questions, questions. And then my bonus episode between 23 and 24 is actually a free interview checklist download that you can get for free. And number 27, which is how to prep for interviews, specifically talking behavioral-based interview questions. And don't forget, come back next week for episode number 32, where we are going to be talking about how to make a career change without starting over. And in case you haven't heard, we do have a Facebook group created for the listeners of this podcast. It was created for all of us to come together and help each other out and support each other throughout our careers. So check it out. Head over to Facebook and type the name of the podcast or use the direct link in the episode description. Don't be shy. Send me a quick note. I'd love to hear from you in terms of your feedback, what you think about the podcast, what you're struggling with, and if I can, I would love to try and help out. If you guys are needing additional help, you can check out the episode description and learn how we can work together one-on-one, whether it's coaching or resume reviews. Check it out. I've had a lot of people reach out and say, hey, Steph, how can I work directly with you with some of this stuff? So that's how. So check it out. And if you use the discount code podcast, you can get 10% off any service you book with me, which is pretty sweet. And I do have a really small, super quick favor to ask you, and I would be so very grateful if you could leave a review and rating for the podcast. If you're not sure how, step-by-step instructions are in the episode description, and I can walk you through it really quick right now as well. So go to the podcast app on your phone. In the bottom toolbar, tap search. In the top toolbar, enter the name of the podcast and then hit the podcast show graphic. So not the individual episodes themselves, but the show graphic, and then go to reviews, and then you can just tap write a review. I would be super grateful. I really want to help out as many people as I can with this free information. And how the iTunes algorithms work is the more reviews you have, the higher and easier it is for people to find you. So if you could just take a minute, I would be so very grateful for that. You are awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, and have an amazing day.